it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave.
And good Tuesday afternoon to you all. And I guess it's not really good weather, though.
It's typical.
It's December. December.
We saw the sun a little bit on Sunday, I think.
Really? Yeah, I didn't realize
it. It broke for about a... No, it was actually... Yeah, Sunday. It broke for about 2 hours in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And I felt like that ship from The Perfect Storm.
Getting tossed around, were you?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we have avoided anything major as far as snow goes.
We have.
I'm ready for it.
One is coming west. Is that supposed to hit us?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because it really got it out west, starting California and heading east.
I think it's one of those things that dip and then go north, and then we're north of the dip or whatever
right.
It is.
Good old, that's what we're one time when we say thank you, Lake Erie.
Yeah. It was chilly in November when we got back from
the trip.
It was cold.
It was, but it warmed up
after that. My tan literally cracked on my face.
It cracked and froze, you know.
Right there.
I know, you probably look like Jay Leno, you know, after that car fire. You know?
Well, there was a peel on the floor there. They had to call maintenance. So, hey, by the way,
yes.
Before we
go. He's got a bone to pick with me.
No, not with you.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I do have to apologize.
You do?
Again.
About what?
You said, I think last week that there were no more, there was teams still on buys. And I said, no, you're crazy. There were.
So, but I think that last weekend was the last
five
weekend.
Or six.
They were.
By this time in the season, they would have been all gone. But
well,
I was wrong.
This is where they usually put the Browns. On the very last weekend you have, I mean, here you are. You're three quarters of the way through the season, practically.
Yeah.
And then they give you a bye week. No, you need it at the halfway mark lot more.
Yeah.
It's just as ridiculous as when you get like a week three, they have a bye. What?
Well, they have. Well, there's a lot of teams, and they have to get them. Oh, that woke
ouch.
Me up. Thank you.
Ow.
Thank you.
Oh.
And
chipped my coffee mug.
I like New Orleans. We were talking about New Orleans, and we couldn't find out why the
New Orleans. Yeah,
they were on a bye week.
Yeah.
Anyway,
quite a few teams.
I just wanted to. When I'm wrong, I admit it. Not like you.
No, I don't. I never. No, it's not. It shows a sign of weakness.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We had a leader of this country that says you never admit you're wrong.
That's right.
Never mind.
Okay.
I was right. And
I was wrong.
Yeah, and what was ever in the paper was fake news.
Fake news.
It was fake. Anyway, there's a big controversy.
Big controversy.
No, man, we talked about the Bratwurst Queen.
Yes.
Well, you know, that really wasn't settled.
She got lawyers. Which is dumb because the thing was already technically over.
Yeah.
Her reign was over. The thing is, her reign was over like a week after they suspended her. It was that close to the time.
Yeah,
that was silly. The whole thing was silly. I think it was somebody's daughter that was runner up who got to be the queen for the Brat Fest then.
Oh, all right.
Until the next one was named.
If you were the queen and you're capstone of your reign is the
fest you're about to oversee
as you
relinquish your crown to the next person.
Well, that's not what I was going to talk
about. Okay.
You know, the state legislature. Those fine people.
Down there, yeah.
I tell you.
In Columbus.
Yeah, they're really. They want to make the sugar cookie.
They were going to make a cookie. Really? Why didn't they make the Buckeye?
Well, I don't know if a Buckeye is a cookie. I know it's a candy. It's, you know, with a chocolate and the peanut butter, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, there's no... The sugar cookie plain white vanilla. Well, I guess that explains that maybe.
That does explain it. Next question.
Well, chocolate chip by far should be the cookie of the state.
Yeah, chewy or crispy?
Anyway, any chocolate chip is better than a plain ordinary sugar.
Yeah, even if you downgrade from chocolate chunk to chocolate chip,
chocolate chunk and something with chocolate in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And to make the blasé.
It's officially the
They're waiting for people to respond.
Well,
isn't it something? Isn't it something that they wait till after the election to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what would have happened if they came out and said, we're going to make the sugar cookie, the official cookie.
As long as it's not the chocolate-covered mints, I'm okay.
No, it should be chocolate chip. Yeah, or anything by size.
But no chocolate-covered mint. I'd have to move out of the state if they made the chocolate-covered mint.
You really would move out of the state?
I think I'd have to.
They may hear that. Next thing you know, that could be the official candy. I don't know if there's an official.
Well, but that's the cookie which chocolate covered. It's like a chocolate covered graham, but it's kind of like a York peppermint patty, but not near as strong.
Yeah, well, I don't like anything. I'm not a mint guy.
I'm not a mint guy either, and that's why I said I'd have to move out of the state.
Once in a while, you know, if you go to a restaurant and they bring two of those little things, little chocolate mints, those are not bad.
Okay,
but I couldn't make a cookie out of it.
No,
but some. I mean, there's so many great cookies out
there. There are.
And to make the sugar cookie, don't they have anything better to do?
Like those.
Like gut the education system or something like that.
They're gutting the education system. Because the education system doesn't move fast enough.
Yeah, and
to the response of the parents.
And coincidentally, yes. You know, there was more, I guess, progressive-leaning guys that got, or gals, too, got elected to the school board. And all of a sudden, this 2,000-page legislation just came out of the blue.
Yeah. And it doesn't. So that means their position doesn't mean anything since they can't really legislate.
That's right. So anyway,
they have had a problem for almost 2 years. They really haven't, outside of half a month or 1 month, they haven't had a state school superintendent. It shouldn't be that hard to find a state school superintendent.
Well, they're going to do away with it. This thing is on a fast track. But that's nothing compared to the sugar cookie.
But where does that person come from?
It comes from a donor.
No. Well, yeah, it's appointed by that person that will head the schools will be someone appointed by the governor and someone voted on by the people.
Yeah, well,
Superintendent isn't, but I mean, all the school board members are.
I mean, I don't know.
If you're taking away all their power, what do you even have them there for?
They're going to be worthless. The fact is that there's a certain number of people on the school board that are elected and a certain number of people already that are appointed, and those people select a superintendent.
Right.
And
which they haven't been able to do.
They haven't been able to do that, so they decided to change the whole system. Conveniently, after these people were
after people who don't know better complain and want their different things taught in their school and not taught in their school.
Well, I don't want to get into that.
You know,
the sugar cookie is what got me.
I think those people had too many sugar cookies.
Well, so I don't know what your thought is, but I was very, very upset to hear that this is on a fast track.
I think once you get rid of voted on people and put in picked people by government officials, then I think you're heading towards some trouble.
Well, that may be the case. The question is, what's the governor's position on sugar cookies?
Well, obviously he's not going to, is he going to veto it? Maybe we should start a petition to veto the sugar cookie.
Well, if you start a petition, then they want to make you sure you vote 60%.
That hasn't passed yet, though.
No, that's what they're... all we can't have outside forces fooling around with our Constitution. Oh, give me a break. Jeez. Anyway, I hope that thing falls apart. But 60%, you got 60% of the people vote against the show.
Well, that's why when they change something the way they want it, then they need a new law, so it's harder to change.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what
they're
doing.
Well, I know exactly some of the things they're going to do. But anyway, so...
But
make the chocolate chip cookie.
Let the legalized gambling go on. So
Yeah, well, that's coming in a couple of weeks.
It is.
You can get online and get 150 free bucks to hook you. To hook you, I say.
Okay.
I think FanDuel does that, and there's a couple other ones. You could have five or six betting sites now and get free all that free stuff.
Free stuff and until you lose.
Until you lose, and they got your credit card number. And
they say, hello.
And then at the end of the commercial, you got a gambling problem?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
they say at the end of the lottery advertisements, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with, the gambling. I really don't. But it's like everything else. You have to do it in moderation.
Right.
And if you got $100 to splurge on and you want to do some sports betting, okay, that's yep. an adult entertainment.
I have one of my former managers when I was in restaurants would go to Vegas every year, and he would take what he would spend on a really good vacation. His wife would go see shows and stuff, and he'd gamble. Mm-hmm. And he planned to lose it, saying that this is what I would have spent on a good vacation. And this is my vacation, so yeah. That way, he never went past what he said he would spend as a good vacation.
I do the same.
I mean, your wife is really the gambler in the family.
She's pretty good at it, but I don't know. You're when you press a button, you're competing against a machine. The machine's gonna, this is some computer geek has a program in there that lets us hit whatever randomly. And you're playing with a stupid computer, and your money's...
Yeah, but the stupid computer gets all your money.
I know it does. That's a pretty smart deal, isn't it?
It is a smart deal.
Some of those machines are fun. They are fun, too.
Last time I went up to the casino at Tower City, I don't know what it's called.
No.
Is it Jack's now? Okay.
Jack's.
It was before it was Jack's. Anyway,
it was
I tried a couple machines and said, this is so confusing that you put in... like $5 and you make it so that you can win like 12 different ways or something like that. But then one spin and it's all gone.
Well, you're betting a $5 machine? Wow, David, that's pretty impressive. No.
Once.
Wow.
I don't gamble because I work too long for my money.
I usually just bet the minimum and... No, they have these penny machines. Of course, the minimum is like usually 40, 50 cents.
Okay.
It used to be, you can lose that rather. You can lose $20 rather quickly.
You still can move. Yeah, because they make it so it's all ready to,
as soon as it comes out, it's all ready
to run again.
These machines that you can win 457 ways. Well, some of the wins are like 2 cents. They are. So you're betting 50 to win two.
Wow, sounds like cryptocurrency.
But if you know, it's fun. I mean, they make these video machines fun to watch, but you don't go up there with your rent money and
insurance money or any of that kind of
thing. No, you just. But like everything else, people, some people. I knew somebody who had a gambling problem, and she lost her job. Her house, her everything. She just could not quit. It was an addiction.
Yeah.
And it's just like any other addiction.
Right. It is.
And in many ways, it could be worse.
I'm addicted to not throwing my money away.
That's what I'm
addicted to.
If somebody said,
that's my wife.
If a psychiatrist or somebody said, Bill, you cannot gamble, it will kill you. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But but anyway, you're going to have access to it. You're going to have places you can go to. And I think the only time I ever betted, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. Really don't. You know,
yeah.
In baseball, they give you plus 125. What's that mean? I don't know what it means. I guess it wouldn't take a genius to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I bet on the Indians. It was the Indians at the time. I was in – Nancy took me to one of her trips.
Okay.
And I went to the, I think it was opening day, gosh, it had to be like 2016, 2015, something like that.
Okay.
Justin Masterson was pitching. So, the Indians were minus 105. I had no idea. What does that mean?
Which means we have to we were minus, that means
if they were plus something.
Because okay.
If you bet a buck, I think you get a dollar and a quarter. I think that's what
it is. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. So I took it and I won. So I won $20.
Okay.
On a $2 bet. So I
$2, okay, well.
And I have never bet on a sports event since. And that's how big of a gambler I am.
Yeah.
So I just cringe at some of these people who are just.
I went up to Northfield once, the Trotters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
And the first three games trying to figure out what was going on. And the second game, I picked one number and my wife
picked. The second game?
No, I'm sorry.
The second race?
Actually, I was more like the fourth race.
All right.
I started noticing that I had my wife bet her favorite and I bet my favorite, so the one and two and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And one or the other won. So we won for like the next five races.
Yes.
And I said, okay, we're done. We're getting out of here. But we're winning.
Oh,
I said,
yes.
That's exactly why it's time to leave. We paid for the sitter. We paid for the dinner. We paid for the entrance here. And we got a few bucks still in our pocket after we paid for the sitter. It's time to leave. So I'm not a good gambler because when I was ahead, I left.
Well, there's some people who study the horse's heritage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's this whole history. I don't want to do that, you know.
It depends partially on the jockey and about the other horses around him.
Back in the day, now, this is what I was told, because I'm way too young to understand, you know.
Right.
There was a guy, I believe, with the Beacon Journal called Jack Patterson.
Yes, I think you were, yeah.
Jack Patterson. Jack Patterson ran the odds up at Northfield.
Oh, okay.
And as a very, very young man. Barely old enough to.
Not old enough to gamble.
No, I took $2 and gave it to my dad. And I had Jack Patterson's odds, and I would bet to just to show.
Mm-hmm.
Just win, place, and show. So,
right, you know, right.
I bet $2 and I got a buck. I said, well, this is great. It didn't take long. And there was a guy I remember, just as a very young man. It was a jockey. Now, and in trotters, they have the, you know, little...
The carts. Yeah.
I don't know if they're called carts.
Well, they're really not. But that's what they are.
Yeah. And as sort of the jockey size really has no effect much because they're balanced. But there was a guy named Jerry Bookmeyer.
Bookmeyer.
And I swear, he fixed the races. I mean, he was winning, and all of a sudden you see him pulling down on the reins, and that was my horse that I was betting on.
Don't bet with Bookmeyer.
And good old Bookmeyer. And I think allegedly he had some accusations made to him.
Well, probably because if your horse is always the favorite, and you know what happens is they when they do that, then the odds get up and up and up, and then when the odds are up high enough, then they let the horse go and win.
Yeah.
You know, so... Jockeys play a big part in that. If the jockey wants to win every time, then that's the one you want. Whether he wins or not, that's the one you want.
Yep.
Not you don't need a Bookmeyer.
Well, he was a crook. I don't know if he's still around or not, but I was a young lad, so excuse me, Mr. Bookmeyer, if you're still with us. I'm not going to make any accusations. This is my dad. He's dead.
Okay.
So but it was kind of fun, the atmosphere and everything, and people with their programs and looking.
There's a lot of excitement that goes on at those things.
Yeah.
I know I had a volunteer, John Seatris, and he was up there once. Said he was up there once, and after every race, because at that time, I think it's like a casino type thing now, but it was a dining room
mm-hmm.
where you could bet from there. And like after every race, he said, "I won." Yeah, after the next race, "I won." Next race, "I won." So he snuck over to see why the guy was winning. Well, he bet every horse to win.
Oh.
So he lost money every race, but he won every race, you see.
Well, a gambler always tells you, you know, I won this, I won that. They never tell you how much they lose.
They never tell you how much they lose, yeah.
Because
a good loss is tax deductible, I think. If you have enough winning.
No,
winning.
I know exactly how it works. Believe
okay.
me.
Okay.
Let's say... You got lucky and won anything over $1,199.
You have to declare, this. Right?
You have to declare.
Yeah.
They give you a form and a tax form. So the government gets this. It's a 1099-G for gambling.
Okay.
So let's say you won $2,000.
Okay.
And they'll take the Northfield tax out and everything, right? The state tax. But they won't take the federal tax out for whatever reason. So you got to declare that. So whatever that amount is, let's say it's $2,000.
Okay.
Then you go to your gambling losses and put $2,000 as a wash. You don't have to pay on it. That's how it works.
Okay.
Of course, you have to back, you're supposed to back that
up with receipts.
With receipts.
Right. Like,
I do. I do.
As you say, most people can do that. Yeah.
Most people can do that. I do that. So.
Yeah, but you see people all the time at the track where they lose and they just throw it in the air and walk away.
Yeah. Well, there was somebody on 60 Minutes a few years back who figured out, I think it was in Nebraska or someplace like that, that he was a mathematical genius, this guy.
Okay.
And he figured out a pattern. And he formed a group, and they won all the time. And nothing illegal about it.
Right, right.
And the lottery system.
They weren't counting cards or anything like that.
No. But he saved every receipt, and he walked into a storage room with all his lottery tickets. He had thousands of old lottery tickets that some of them were no good, just in case he ever got audited. I would imagine after the 60 minutes.
I'm sure he got audited.
He got audited, but
but if he's got a whole warehouse full.
Well, they're going to – I tell you what. I lost
$1 here and $1 here.
You ever get audited?
I have not. I don't make enough money for them to.
Well, I didn't either, but I had a boss once. And, you know, you think he was a big chief of something. But anyway, the IRS does routine audits, right?
They come in,
a labor organization. This was many, many, many years
ago. Well, sure.
Yeah, and not that many years ago. I don't want to. But anyway, the IRS came and said, I want your records. I said, no. I said, okay. Came back 2 weeks later. I said, gave him 2 weeks to reconsider. Came back. No. The chief of the organization.
He kept telling them no.
Yeah. Next thing, they came in with carts and a badge and a warrant.
Yeah. Okay, so, search warrant.
Guess what? They got all the records. And everybody who was employed got audited.
Yeah.
It wasn't because... And I'm, you know, you never know if you're doing something right. And fortunately, the IRS auditor he understood the situation. He looked, you're pretty good shape. I tell you what, there's this one thing I really don't understand. Pay $50 and we'll call it a wash.
What thing did he know?
I guess I didn't understand the contributions for parochial school were not deductible.
Okay.
But if you gave it to the church, it was. So that kind of, it was an honest error.
Yeah.
It was. I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So he understood and he said, we're not going to make a big deal out of this. You're not the guys for but because the head of the organization was so obstinate.
Yeah.
They did
everybody.
And I got a good guy.
Yes.
There was a guy, one of my coworkers who didn't get a very nice one. I want your records for the last 7 years. And the guy said, I don't have them. I'm
supposed to keep it for 10 years.
Seven.
Okay. Seven.
So he got zapped pretty bad. Yeah. And it's just.
I actually do pay someone to do mine. He's a financial advisor, does it, and never comes back a question. And not that he'll go to jail for me if something's wrong, but he can answer questions. You know, he'll answer questions that they may have.
I do the TurboTax. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's very accurate.
I did it a couple times, and there was a standard deduction. I wasn't getting. Maybe it wasn't Turbo, but the H&R Block one or something. Uh-huh. Well, there was one of the computer ones.
Yeah.
And I did that like 2 years. We went and had it done. He says, well, I'm going to file for this and this to get refund. And he got it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, this is a computer program. And I updated it just before I did it. What the heck is wrong here? But so now I have somebody else do it. And he files it. And it's already accepted before I leave his office.
Well, that's true. You get, it's not accepted. It's
in the queue. It's already there. Because it does an initial scan. It doesn't find anything outstanding at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
the IRS has accepted your returns. It doesn't
right.
necessarily.
But it can also refute it.
Well,
it can.
That happened once to me because I had the wrong employer number the wrong payout number for one of Nancy's casino wins. I just kept rejecting it. I finally found that's how good these things are.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the end of the you're filing on TurboTax, they do a audit review, and if you're in the green, you're usually pretty good. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand our former president. They're still auditing him.
Yeah. I think
he's got bigger problems.
He's got a lot of problems.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. But the sugar cookie, that's how we got off.
Sugar cookie. Yeah.
We
went into some interesting facets about gambling and such. So.
Yeah. It is. You know, gambling is here. It's going to happen.
State that they wouldn't even let the lottery. For years and years and years.
Well, what was going to happen was this. There had people ready to start a petition for constitutional right to sports betting.
To gamble, okay.
Yeah. And the state legislature...
I think it's in the Constitution, your right to gamble. It's not like the...
No, well, they wanted... To, if they, the state legislature then had an opportunity to do something instead of having... They could control it more through legislation than having...
In other words, they can get a piece of the pie.
Something like that. and so they went ahead and approved sports gambling, which is happening across the country. So
right, right.
Except in the South, they won't, you know. Of course, Mississippi and Louisiana, they have gambling. So maybe that's not
the Carolinas,
right.
Especially South Carolina, they don't even have the lottery there.
No, there's only a few states that don't. So I do believe that if they didn't pass this legislation, there would have been an effort on a constitutional amendment, like they did for gambling. And of course that there are issues that people are very strong on and they would go after if the legislature did something, you could petition the government to have a constitutional amendment. Well, they want to change that, of course. And I think they're crooks.
Of course they are.
They're crooks. They're not.
Once they get to where they want it, then they want it hard to change.
Well, isn't it to me, unconstitutional that a majority of people voting for something don't win? If you won,
well,
if you don't,
let
if
me
you,
ask you, let me ask
if,
you this.
If you had an amendment and 59% of the people voted for it, sorry, you didn't get 60. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
ridiculous. Well, on top of that, even when something's found unconstitutional, like the way that we fund our public schools.
Oh, they don't.
It's been, 20-some years now that our funding of our schools has been unconstitutional, and they refuse
well,
to
there
fix
was,
it.
There was a Patterson, Senator Patterson, a Democrat and a Republican, did pass legislation. I think that they have finally met the constitutional requirements for school funding, but... You're right. They just ignored it. They ignored the Constitution.
They ignored the Constitution.
On districts. Congressional districts. So.
And they kept ignoring it until it's now in the Supreme Court, which will probably just say, we're not going to touch it.
It wasn't the Supreme Court.
It was for Carolina, right?
Yeah. Well, the Ohio State Supreme Court said no, it was unconstitutional, and they just delayed it and delayed it. Now they got a friendly majority in the Supreme Court in the state of Ohio, and they're not going to do it.
And the thing is, they did hire, they paid, $30,000 or something for an outside firm in California to draw up what would be a far more nonpartisan map.
That's right.
Which looked very fair.
Yeah.
And they ignored it.
Ignored
it? Yeah. Because... So, The majority shouldn't rule. The minority should, and that's essentially what it helps.
Well, Ohio has turned red, and that's fine. It's 54-46, but there's not 54-46 makeup in the House of Representatives.
No,
they got super majorities because of Germany.
Right.
But anyway, I hope they do something about the sugar cookie.
Well, that's where you need to petition your representative.
I just hope we'll be able to get. Because I'm sure there's probably about 48% say, yeah, I like the sugar cookie. I love it. I love the sugar cookie because it reflects on me.
I don't think it reflects. I think that we have a lot bigger problems of worrying about what our state cookie is. You know? And the fact is that they wasted time on a state cookie. is you know, shows you where our legislature is.
Well, Massachusetts has a state cookie. It's a chocolate chip.
Who cares?
I do.
Well, I mean, I know you care. It's a chocolate chip.
Well,
I mean,
I think,
who cares if you have a state cookie?
I can understand it'd be a Toll House cookie.
Okay, you know, okay.
Of course, they're doing away. I wonder if they would call it.
They're doing away with the Toll House?
Well, no. But, well, they do, I've done away with tolls.
Oh, they have.
They have that Easy Pass. So it'll be Easy Pass
cookies. Oh, Easy Pass cookies.
Easy Pass chocolate cookies.
Do you have to make those in Easy Bake ovens?
That's a good point.
Good question there.
There you go.
All right. We do have some sports today, don't we?
Nah, who cares about that?
You know, Alex sits in here usually listening to us banter away. He says, you know, I really don't follow sports, but those guys talk about a lot of other things in sports.
We sidebar the sidebar.
We sidebar. That's why it's called sidebar.
And we've been blabbing for almost 15 years. And
yes.
We'll enter our 16th year in February.
Wow.
Gosh, I was so.
And don't forget, you can get on any place where you get your favorite podcast.
Yes.
Just type in sports.
Podcast
side
or podcast.
Bar. Well, ours are Oddcast podcast, but sports sidebar, all three words are separate.
Yeah.
And we should appear there.
We will appear there.
And, we've got, and this is our second podcast site because the first one kicked us out because I wasn't going to pay him anything.
Yeah.
But this one we've had here and we've got 130, 140 different, you can listen to us for a week.
Oh boy. Could you imagine? I think the International Criminal Court. Did that?
Yeah,
to
that,
somebody,
that could be cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah. Yeah.
You had what? Listen, 130.
You have broken the Geneva Convention.
So listen, those guys. Oh my goodness gracious! Anyway, yeah, there was a football game.
There was sort of.
Well, what a sloppy game! Well,
it was.
It was just slop, 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 slop.
And actually, when they kept racking up the penalties. Actually, that's what kind of kicked Cincinnati into gear. Cincinnati won, what, 27 to 13?
23-10.
23-10, okay.
But, first of all, let's look at the Browns. The Browns went down, they once again, 4th-and-1, Kevin Stefanski. Instead of getting points.
Yep.
I
went for a pass.
He went for a pass by the second string quarterback, which is Brissett. They brought Brissett in for that.
Did they really?
Yeah, didn't you notice that?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, yeah. They took Watson out and brought because
he has a better feel for the
No. I think they wanted to fool the defense that Brissett would do a sneak.
Right, which is what he did a lot. Yeah.
He did a lot and it was successful. But he decided to throw it and he threw it out of bounds.
Yeah.
So that demoralized the offense, and then, you know, Cincinnati, so there was 4th-and-1. They could have taken the lead or something, at least got three, 7-0 instead of 7-3. You know, they took points off the board.
Yeah.
Or, you know, supposedly, I think by that, where they were situated, the kicker could have easily
hit. Should have, yeah. The percentages but that we would have done.
I just don't understand. I know their odds were not great going into that game.
And
even winning where they would have been.
And since they lost, there's now even more uproar to get rid of Woods,
but
you know what, but when Chubb, what do you get? 30 some yards? 43? Something
well, that,
like that?
That was, listening to the fan, there was a lot of concern that they were having, instead of going up and down the field, having Chubb go up and down,
right,
which they call north and south.
Right, right.
They were going east and west with the new Deshaun Watson.
Well, because we have, you know, they'll be expecting the north and south.
Yeah. So they bottled him. The Bengals literally lived in the backfield of the Browns offense.
They did.
And what did Chubb have? I can tell you here in a second.
It was
14 carries for only 34 yards.
34 yards, yeah.
Your premier runner, you had go.
One of the top running backs in the NFL.
Instead of going right through the middle or the side.
As he does so well.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're running sideways. See, when you're running forward, it's a lot harder to stop a guy. When you're running sideways,
because it takes
it's a little easier.
Because he has to cut.
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah, yeah. And then Watson, he was the second leader with 33 yards.
Yeah, most of that was on, a 22-yard run on one of them.
Yeah, and then Hunt only had six.
Yeah.
So the biggest asset they had prior to this Dumbbell coming in as quarterback, Dumbbell in the sense of what he did off the field.
Right, right.
He's probably a very good athlete, and he is a good athlete. But before he came, they had Chubb basically going right through the line, which he did, and so did Hunt. Now with him, they have to be concerned about Watson running the ball, so we'll go sideways. And it didn't work. It just did not work.
Yeah.
Another thing the Browns do, killer penalties, just absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, when they ran into they were kicking the ball to the Browns.
Yeah,
and they ran into the kicker.
They were down close to their own goal line, I think on the 12-yard line. They would have gotten the ball.
At about the 40.
About the 40. There was no need to block the football.
There was no need,
So this guy, Ford, I think, came in, and he just decimated the kicker.
He did.
That was a classic, roughing the kicker.
Absolutely.
And penalty flag, 15 yards, they get the ball.
And first down.
And first down. So they
went another three downs, didn't get it, and then another penalty, another first down. They got three first downs from penalties.
That's right.
On that drive alone.
Right.
When they were giving the ball back to begin with.
And talk about, if they would have stopped them, the Browns would have had momentum. But that destroyed the defensive momentum at that point.
Yeah.
And they just marched down the field because of the penalties, stupid penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals finally woke up and scored a touchdown. And
Joe Burrow was on his way.
Yeah, and then they kicked it into gear. And let's face it, Cincinnati didn't look great. But
certainly not in the first half.
No. But they ended up with 23-10. And of course, Stefanski, we're frustrated.
He's frustrated.
And he's frustrated.
We have to watch his play calling. We're frustrated.
So there's a lot of people calling for, I shouldn't say a lot. I don't know. But there's
a lot of people are saying.
He's a great coordinator. He's not a good head coach. How many times have we heard that since the Browns have been back?
If he were a great coordinator, we'd be doing better on offense than we are.
Yeah, because he calls the plays, which I don't have a problem with. I mean, a lot of great coaches call the plays, but what somebody with the Browns have been a lot better this year? If somebody else call the plays? I don't think so.
Well, it's not that our offensive coordinator, which we do have one.
Yeah, Van Pelt.
Yeah, it's not like he hasn't called. It seems to me, when he has called, when Stefanski had to be out for the COVID and things like that, and he actually called a pretty good game, and actually the offense did better under him than it did under Stefanski.
Well, a lot of head coaches defer. Why have a coordinator, I guess, if you're going to call the play?
Right, if you're going to call. And plus the fact, it's not like he was the world's most renowned call player. He had only called for one season and two games as offensive coordinator, calling the plays.
Well,
he'd only done that.
The thinking is, since Watson is now, let's face it, the Browns aren't going anywhere this year now.
No.
I mean, they had the slimmest of odds anyway going into the, they had basically went out to have any chance whatsoever.
And anybody who was surprised at the outcome of the game, I mean, truly surprised about it, They're more fan than they are realist.
Well, I guess the best way one of the announcers said is the physical rust was not as prevalent as it was last week.
Right.
But the mental rust is still there. The game
speeds
up on you. And
reading the defense and seeing the people.
I mean, he threw interceptions.
Because we talked about that. You know, Stefanski was talking the week before about we know what he can do. We see him in practice. And you and I talked about that. Practice is not the same as a game.
No.
You don't have the people rushing you. You don't have the people in your face. You're not allowed to be tackled. All these things, that the pressure that comes on during a game does not come on in practice.
Oh, it's not even
and
close.
You don't want him to be hurt. But it's a completely different situation, and you don't see what that person to do. That's why I always confuse the heck out of me with Vinny Testaverde. What Vinny Testaverde must have shown every coach he's had.
He's great. Does great.
And the practices, he just absolutely blew everybody away. But you put him in a game situation, he throws to the wrong people.
Well, when you have a guy 320 holding up in practice, not tackling you.
Yeah.
Instead of the guy for 320 coming to just
to rip your head off.
Yeah.
Rip your head off.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference. And there's nobody up there with their arms. Some of these guys are 6 foot six. You put the arms up, they're 7 foot 20. You know, whatever it is. And it's different.
My son refuses to watch the Stefanski press conference anymore because he says
it's frustrating.
He never says anything. And he doesn't. He never says anything.
No, he should be...
He might apologize or try to take blame, but outside of that, he doesn't say anything.
I have to do better. We're frustrated.
This is a whole team effort here.
Well, the guy who covers the Daryl Ryder, he's good for the fan. He imitates him.
Okay.
He says, I can tell you right now, ask me a question before the press conference. And he has him down, his voice, everything. And he answers the question the same exact way Kevin Stefanski later on during the press would answer the question.
You know, that's funny. You should have that recorded. And then the next morning, on the morning show, play them side by side. Go ahead and ask me this question. And then he answers it. And then somebody asks. Then you go to the press conference. Plug that one right beside it.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, the thing is, will his future be over with at the end of the season? I guess we'll see how Watson develops.
It's not fair to him because of the situation he was thrown into because of ownership.
Yeah.
It wasn't the general manager that went down there begging to do this. It was the owner telling the general manager to get down there and get this guy.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And of course, he'll never take credit. I mean, when all this stuff really came out, and you know, like another dozen women piled on afterwards after he said the extensive research they did, which they didn't do any, and asked all of the women in his family that he disappeared.
Well, can you imagine that conversation with all the women in his family? He says, darlings, hey, darlings, your inheritance will depend on how you answer this question. Do you, like I do, believe Watson will take us to the Super Bowl? Regardless of what's happened to other women, what do you think? Now, you remember, your inheritance depends on how you answer the question. Well, gee, that's how I think it was presented to
me. I could have very well been. You know,
no, daddy.
Dad, I don't care.
No, daddy. No.
You know, it just.
Okay, sugar plum, you're still in.
They all said, yeah, they all agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't an issue after all the extensive research we did on it, which they didn't.
Yeah, well.
The only one they talked to was his lawyer, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was their extensive research.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're all lying. Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they got him. They got him for another 4 years.
Yeah. Will he get better? Yes, he'll get better. Is he a premier quarterback?
Who knows?
Probably, but he's never made it past the second round, even when he was in full range. And yeah, he didn't have the grace, but he had a couple of good receivers. He had the most passing yards 1 year and never made it past the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they're saying the team that surrounds Deshaun Watson now is better than the Texans. Of course, the Texans gave Dallas a heck of a thing. What kind of how can you lose so badly to the Browns and then almost beat the Cowboys the next week? I don't understand football. But anyway, you know, he has to improve. I think Stefanski's future will depend on how well Watson grows till the end of the season.
And now, that's absolutely stupid.
Well, if it is, but it's going to determine.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm just saying that's absolutely stupid. I don't disagree with you.
So if, let me see who they got coming up here.
Hold well, they play the Ravens.
They play the Ravens. The Ravens are almost in a what? Must-win situation.
Right,
every week
they are every week because they're actually in the wild card.
No.
Oh, you're
no
right. They're in the lead.
Yeah, but they have to.
But if they lose, they're almost because the Browns' name went off the board for
they're
possibly
not
even
officially eliminated yet.
No, but they were on the board before, and they're not at all now.
Yeah, no, they're yeah, you're right. They're still in the hunt. And who do we got next? We got the Ravens at home.
At home.
I mean, they could possibly win at home next week.
I cannot figure out those Ravens. They are like Jekyll and Hyde.
Well, first of all, Lamar Jackson's hurt again.
Yeah.
So they won against Pittsburgh. And, of course, their quarterback.
That was like a 17-14 game.
Something like that.
Right in there, yeah.
And their quarterback, Pittsburgh's, was out too. Mitch Trubisky had to take over. Kenny Pickett is the quarterback for Pittsburgh now, and he got a concussion.
Yeah, and he probably will not play that next game.
No.
Pickett will probably not.
No.
And the backup is our good old friend.
Mitch Trubisky.
No, our backup. Now his backup will be Mason Rudolph and his guitar.
Oh, okay. He does really have a great guitar. I mean, I can't believe how well he can play.
It's because he doesn't have to start. He's got a lot of time to do stuff.
You know, Colt McCoy is still playing? I forget. Where's he starting someplace right now. Jeez. Colt McCoy. He's been around forever.
Yep. And even as a backup money, he makes great money.
Well, and Brian Hoyer is still a backup in New England. And good for them. Good for them.
And who was it that was? Why is the guy in? He may be playing again. The one that was in New York. He played for us too. He was a quarterback for us, the Jets.
Oh, I forgot. I mean, I
does he? Yeah, but when we played him, we played him, and then the White came along, but he's out. Uh-huh. He got hurt.
I can't recall right off the top of my head.
But it's another one of our former QBs.
Yeah, but when somebody said Colt McCoy is starting, and I don't know what team he was starting for, he's still around? I just couldn't believe it.
Could be New Orleans.
No.
Could be New Orleans.
It could be.
Could be.
Could be. Andy Dalton's supposed to play.
Is he?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's back. So these guys, well, I tell you what, if you're just.
Well, and you go from last year's Super Bowl champs to. He's done for the season. Yeah, maybe it may be a career-ending injury for him.
Well,
Stafford.
Stafford has to determine whether he wants to. Now, I talked to my son, who really loves football, and he thinks Stafford will be back next week, but he led him to the Super Bowl. And
he'll be back next week?
Next year.
Next year, okay.
I just testing you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, next year.
I turned up the volume.
So Stafford's out for the year. Except for Pizza,
he's got
a big deal for
that. I saw that. Yeah, the commercials there. Yeah,
Pizza. And look what Baker Mayfield
did. Baker Mayfield turned around and he's guess what? He's listed as a starter. Now they've got a better team. They just didn't have a quarterback with Stafford out.
No, and their quarterback that started that game was awful. So
yeah,
what can we lose? Let's bring in Baker.
He's been with us for 48 hours.
That literally is true. He flew in on Tuesday, had no practice on Wednesday. He just was learning the basics of their playbook. Thursday had a little bit of practice, and they threw him in that game that night, Thursday night.
Yeah.
And he did wonderfully.
Yeah.
Good for him, too. I always liked Baker Mayfield. I just think he was scrappy. He was good for this city.
And actually, I saw a lot of comments from Panthers fans about Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And they were congratulating him. They were grateful. You know, basically, they hated the head coach.
Yeah.
When he got fired and the defensive coordinator got fired, he said, this is the guy. And look what the Panthers have done. They've won three out of their last four games.
Well, I have Sam Darnold, who's a good quarterback.
But when you're not calling the right plays and you got your coach that holds your whole team back, and look what Detroit. That's the guy they traded Stafford for.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
But he was out there.
Is it Goff?
No, Goff is.
The Raiders, right? I'm trying to think. I could look it up here, but Detroit, I hope, does. And they're 6-7.
Yeah, they're actually on the cusp of possibly.
Yeah.
And Dorsey's there helping to lead them.
Yeah. John Dorsey.
His son,
Ken.
And his son, Ken. Yeah, his brother-in-law. Yeah. Same last name.
Yeah.
Married in the family.
Yeah. So, good for them. I don't know who you're right. They traded somebody
I mean, they traded first round picks and other plays to get Stafford, who took them to and won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah. And now, rumor is that Sean McVay was looking to retire anyway. He's just a young man. He wants to go into TV for a while, the booth.
Yeah.
And then come back.
And there was a question whether he would even come back this year because he took and he had good teams and he took his, what, third year into the Super Bowl and won.
Yeah. Let me see. I could try to find the Detroit.
I don't know why I can't remember it.
Hold on.
Because there was all kinds of stuff on television about him yesterday. Right. He had a heck of a game. And, yeah, then Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's been named the starter.
Goff. I was right.
It was Goff. Okay.
You said no.
I didn't think it was. I don't know why I was thinking he was still.
No.
I thought I still thought he was still on the West Coast there.
There was no apology for you. I'm sorry.
I was wrong.
Yeah, it was
Goff. Feel better?
He had 330 yards of passing against Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota's not that bad this year. It's the Green Bay that's
Green Bay.
Really horrid. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be there, I don't think.
No.
And he plays like it. He doesn't have a good team around him. His best receiver walked away because they didn't pay him enough.
Yeah.
And like every time he throws a pass that isn't caught, he looks over the sideline and goes like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So not running the patterns. Who knows?
And OBJ's still not employed anywhere.
OBJ's saying, I'm just waiting for the playoffs. Somebody pick me up then. I don't know. He's strange. But the Bills won. They won 20-12.
I think he won't be back in the Rams.
No, now he's looking to be picked up somebody.
Yeah. A playoff team. He wants a playoff team.
Another month. I mean, you got another month of the season. Eagles won again. Wow.
They're the first ones to clinch a playoff
spot. Division.
Division,
And the Chiefs barely beat the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they won. That's all that counts, I guess. Panthers beat the Seahawks, which...
Yeah, they held on at the end, but yeah, they at one point they were up by 10 points, I think.
Yeah, not good for them.
And they hung on. They hung on.
They hung on. 49ers destroyed the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
49-7. That's a strange team, too, the Buccaneers.
They are.
They're 6-6, but whew, I don't think... Brady's going to see another Super Bowl with that team. Now, this rumor that he'll go to San Francisco.
Okay.
Because that's where he's from. He's from that area. His family's still there, and the house that he was raised in, his parents still live there. And rumor has it, since he's not married anymore, why not? I'll go out to San Francisco. Because he wants to play another year. Now, he'll draw Social Security next year, but I don't know if he can make that kind of money and still draw. Anyway, they got just destroyed. And Monday night,
at their peak, their defense was just top notch. Their defense is not top notch now, and so everybody just runs all over them.
Yeah,
as we saw in San Francisco, and didn't what's his name? It was starting. He got hurt and he's out. He broke his leg. He's done. For San Francisco.
Oh, Garoppolo.
He's out. He's done out for the year.
Well, rumor was that this was one of the prime spots that they were looking at.
But then they brought this guy up off the practice squad to start.
Yeah.
And he's the one that blew away.
Yeah. No. Is he a flash in the pan? Who knows?
You don't know. Because, again, there's no film on him until this game.
None.
Except maybe some where he played college.
You said none. There was no film.
There's no film.
You said no.
Not until this game here.
No film at all.
Because he was on the practice squad. Well, nobody's filming the practice squad.
Did he ever play in a preseason game?
I don't know.
You said there was no. You should, when you say something as definite as that, you should know.
Okay. I don't know.
So, I'm sorry.
How much do they have?
What?
Huh?
What?
I'm asking a question.
Well, all right. Oh, okay.
It's not time yet.
Oh, it's not time yet. No. Okay.
I hit a wrong button.
Oh, all right. Whew. Well, let's look at the standings here. And In the East, Buffalo is ahead of Miami. Miami lost yesterday, on Sunday. And the Jets?
Yeah. Who did they play? Miami played somebody that really wasn't.
Oh, they played the Chargers.
Chargers, okay.
Yeah, and that was a good game. I watched most of it until I fell asleep.
Great game.
Yeah, it was a great game. And New England 6-6. So it looks like New England will not make the playoffs this year. In the South. That's the weak division.
One of the rumors is that Brady would go back to Bill Belichick. I don't think it'll happen. Would you burn your bridge with Bill?
What rumor was this? I told you the rumor I heard.
Well, that was the rumor I heard.
Well,
that he
I
might
read
go back
my
to
rumor. there's a sponsor.
Another nickel.
Woohoo! Cha-ching.
Woohoo!
Aren't we up to like $2?
Almost.
Wow. We can buy a senior coffee at McDonald's with that. You can. I can't.
Yeah.
In the South, the NFL American Conference South, Tennessee is leading with 7-6. Jacksonville is 5-8. It looks like Tennessee's going to get it because the division is lousy. And Houston was eliminated from the playoffs with a 1-11-1 record. But they almost beat the Cowboys.
Yeah.
In our division, the AFC North, Baltimore and Cincinnati are tied. That's why it's important.
You got tied for first and tied for third out of four teams.
Tied for first and tied for last.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So,
out of four teams.
Well, tied for first and tied for second.
No.
Wait, no. You got Baltimore and Cincinnati tied for first at 9-4.
Okay.
And you got Cleveland and Pittsburgh tied for second at 5-8.
All right. I'm not sure that's quite how it goes. Because there are two teams. You go to the number three.
Is the glass half full or half empty?
It depends on what's in the glass.
Yes, that's right.
Well, and how much I've had to drink before that.
Well, I know.
And if I've had a lot to drink,
if you had a lot to drink, then you're going
to
make your turkey.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, out west. No, south. No, west. I'm sorry. Kansas City's 10-3. They're on the cusp.
Of their division.
Chargers are 7-6. Vegas is 5-8. Josh Donaldson's in trouble after just 1 year in Las Vegas. Jeez. Poor guy. He gets hired and he has to do what's on the field.
But it wasn't a bad team, but it wasn't complete yet.
No.
I guess he was there early enough for the draft, but how much say does he have in the draft? I don't know.
These owners, just if you're not successful, some of them, you're gone. They're gone. In the NFC, Philadelphia has won the playoff spot with a 12-1 record. I didn't think the Eagles were that great, but apparently they are.
They haven't lost many games.
I mean, 12, none, just one.
Yeah.
Just one. And in Dallas, with a 10-3 record, is second place. So they'll have to go in as a wild card unless something happens. Then Tampa Bay, even with a 6-7 record, are leading their division. Unbelievable. And Minnesota is winning the North there at 10-3. And Detroit, bless them, are 6-7 and have an very outside chance.
They do. Yeah. But we're rooting for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am.
Because I feel sorry for them. I mean, and that's a.
It's like they've never been to a Super Bowl. Oh, wait.
And the West San Francisco still has it going at 9-4.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
Are we all?
No, it is, and it is real this time. Yeah.
All right. And we're saving our hot stove for baseball because there's things that happen there.
I'm
doing a Rodney Dangerfield this week.
Do you have your preview coming up? The year's sports stories? That's coming up in January.
I guess so. I don't know. I have to find the paper doesn't do much anymore.
No, they don't, do they?
Oh. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Rodney Danger. You got no respect.
No respect.
I'm so ugly. My mother had morning sickness after I was born. And quickly, my wife made me join a bridge club. I jump off next Tuesday.
There you go. That's going to do it.
Ah,
we'll see everyone next week on Sports Sidebar.